Today's Shi'ez Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph in the second line, Amar Rava Mina Aminala. In the previous Shi'er, we had learned that the Gemara quoted a Machlaikis regarding Habal Rusasa Beis Chama, if somebody has relations with his Arusa while she's still an Arusa, she's still living in a parent's home, what will be the status of the child? Rava Amar Rav said the Vlad is Mamzer, and Shmuel said that the Vlad is a Shtuki. And the Gemara had quoted two versions of how to understand the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. And Rava had quoted at the end of the Shir that Rav, that treats the child as a Mamzer, only in a case where there was no indication that this Arusa had relations with a husband, and they were indications that she had relations with other men. But in a situation, said Rava, where it is reason to believe that she had relations with her Oris, and she also had relations with other men, we assume that the relations she had were with her Oris. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rava Mina Aminala. Based on what, says Rava, did I hold that way? The Tana, we learned in our Mishnah that a kohen that had relations with a Bas Yisrael Biznus, the halacha is that she may not truma. Yolda, but if she had a child, then she may a truma. And the reason we assume was that this child is from the kohen, and since the child is from a kohen, that child gives its mother the right to truma. Now, ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, exactly what is the case that the Mishnah refers to? Hey Chidami, exactly what is the case that the Mishnah refers to? Ilaim the daima minei, that she was accused to have relations with the kohen, v'lo daima la'im alma, and there was never any accusation that she had relations with anyone else. Says the Gemara, tzich l'meim the teichel, is it necessary for us to say that she may eat truma? There's no reason to believe that anyone else besides this kohen is the father. And since there's no reason to believe that anyone else is the father of this child, so of course, since the father of the child is a kohen, she's entitled to truma. Elalaf, it must be a case, the daima nami ma'alma, that she's also accused that she had relations with other men. Now the Gemara makes its point. Mahosam, the Lahai Asura, in the case of the Mishnah, the man that the Kohen, that we have reason to believe that she had relations, that was the accusation, is a man that she's not allowed to have relations with. There is no, he's not her Oris. Lahai Asura, and to other men, she's Asur. Still, since the accusation is that she had relations with this man, with this kohen, Basrei Dedei Shadinalei, we say that the child born was from that kohen. So certainly, in the case the Rav was referring to, the Lahai Isura, to other men, she may not have relations. She's an Arusa. And as we often quote in our Shiurim, an Arusa is considered an Eishes Ish. Lahai Hetera. And to the Arus, she is his Eishes Ish. Like Hoshkein, shouldn't it be for certain that we should say that this child, the child is certainly not a mamzer from that marriage. Says the Gemara, Amle Abaya, and that's why, certainly that's not the case where Rav said that the child would be a mamzer. Amle Abaya, to which Abaya says to Rava, Loilam Eimelach, perhaps the halach is, the kolech the daimim alma, when there's accusation that she had relations with other men, Afagav the daimim minei, even though there's reason to believe she had relations with this man as well, Amar Rav, that the child is a mamzer. Even though that one of the men she had accusation with is the man that she's an arusa to. Masnisen, the question for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a woman, the Loidai Maklal, that there were no accusations about this woman at all. Since there were no accusations regarding this woman at all, so we have to start beginning to think where did she have, who did she have relations? And therefore, since we know that she had relations with a Kohen, we assume that that is the father. But that's not an indication to what we're discussing. By. So we learned in the Mishnah, have it paisim shim biyam. If a Eved has relations with a woman, that woman becomes disqualified to truma. That woman becomes disqualified to marry a Kohen. V'ein a paisim shim zera. But a child that's left over that is an Eved would not disqualify her if she's a Bas Kohen and her marriage with the marriage with Yisrael ended, that she should not be able to eat truma again. My Tama, why is that not the case? Haven't we often said in our shiurim that a child that's left over from a marriage with a Yisrael disqualifies its mother, its grandmother, from eating truma? I'm a crow. The pasuk says, when the Torah speaks about an Eved Ivri, and when the Torah tells us in Parashas Mishpatim, that one who is an Eved Ivri, his owner may ask him to marry a Shifcha Kananis, the Torah says, Isha vel yodeo til iladina v'hu yetzu begapai. So we see that the children born from that marriage are not considered his children, they're considered avodim. We furthermore learned in the Mishnah, Mamzer Paisel, that the Mishnah says that a Mamzer Paisel or Machel, that if there's a Mamzer, so that a relations with a Mamzer would disqualify the woman. But on the other hand, we also learned that if one has a child from a marriage, one has a child, and because of that child, the child is a Mamzer, that also is considered as if she's married to a Kohen, she could continue eating Truma. Tanabaran, from where is this halacha learned? Says the Gemara Bas Kohen Kisi Almana Grusha V'Zera Ein Lo. That's when the halacha is V'Shava Beis Aviyah Kenram Melech Aviyim Teichel. That even disqualified children disqualify her from eating truma. Ein Li El Zara. We only know that this halacha applies to her children. How do we know that this halacha includes Zara Zara Menayin, that further generations, grandchildren as well? Only Elazara, Zara Zara Menayin, Tamalim Vazara Ainlon. Only Elazara Kosha. This halacha would only be about children who are proper Jews. Zara Apostle, how do we know that this applies even if the children, the descendants are Mamzerim? Tamalim Vazara Ainlon. And the word Zara Ainlon comes to teach us, Ainolel, pay attention. And if soon, and as long as we find descendants, she is disqualified from eating truma. Ask the Gemara, Vavafikta, haven't we just used this pasuk to tell us, Lazara Zara, that not only children have this halachic ramification, but even grandchildren? Says the Gemara, Zara Zara Leitzokra, for that we don't need a pasuk. Because we know, says the Gemara, B'nei Banim Kabanim, Kitzokra, so what is the pasuk left for to teach a Zara pasuk? Amrele Rish Lakish Rav Yochai Kaman, who does the Mishnah agree with? That a Yisraelis that married an Eved Ovid Kechavim, the child is a Mamzer, even though, who does the Mishnah that says that a Yisraelis that married an Eved Ovid Kechavim, the child is a Mamzer, even though it only involves an Isalaf? Says the Gemara, presumably, it's following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, whose opinion we've learned so many times in our Masechta, that he holds Yesh Mamzer, Mechayv Lavin, and therefore, even though it only involves an Eved, or Chavim, with the Issa to have relations with them as Issa Lav, the child would be a Mamzer. Says the Gemara, Afilatem Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, who normally hold that a Chayv Lavin do not produce a Mamzer, they will agree. But an Ovid Kachav and Eved, they will agree that it will produce a Mamzer. Says the Gemara, where do we know this from? The Chiyasa Dimi Ram Rav Yitzhak Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Ovid Kachav and Eved Abba Bas Yisrael. This Mishnah is following the opinion that Havlad Mamzer. Everybody agrees to that. We learned in that, and that is going to be the opinion of our Mishnah. And the reason is that even though the halacha is that only from a Vlad, from a Chai V'lavin, these are people who are not able to have Kedushin, and therefore it's different. I also saw different opinions and the Rishonim and Achronim that suggest to differentiate, to discuss, to differentiate if one has ongoing relationships with an Eved Avi Kochavim, married to Eved Avi Kochavim, versus somebody who just had a one-time relationship. Kain Gadol Shepaisel, we learned that somebody could have a descendant who is a Kain Gadol. We have a woman who's a Bas Kain, who was married to Yisrael. And as we've been learning, if there are descendants from that marriage, she may not go back to her parents' home to eat truma. That even if the descendant could be a Kain Gadol, as the case was described in the Mishnah, that Kain Gadol would disqualify his grandmother from being able to eat truma. Tanra Baran, and says the Gemara, a way that this situation is viewed. She says, the woman who now can't eat truma because of this grandchild, says, Areni kaparis basbiti kuzi. I am a person that's suffering on my grandchild who is a kuza, who's a small child, shemachileni betruma, that I could have a grandchild who's a small keli, a small vessel. That means, as we just discussed, he's a mamzer. He's not of the highest yichus. Yet, as we learned, because of that descendant, she may be entitled to truma. Ve'ini kaparas ben biti kada. Whereas if I have a descendant who's a big barrel, he's a kain gadol, that individual, paisel ben truma, because of him, I can't eat truma because I have a descendant from my marriage to Yisrael that disqualifies me from eating truma. Hanu l'chalmana, hanu l'chalmana, hanu l'chalmana. Says the Mishnah, oy, a horol, a kohen who's an oral that did not have a bris milah, even though the reason he didn't have the bris milah is because of an oinus, that's the way Rashi explains, and we'll explain Rashi's opinion more. And we spoke about this previously in the Masachta. We're referring here to an individual who meisel echav machmas milah. His brothers didn't survive the bris milah, and therefore, because of bikuach nefesh, we did not let him have a bris milah. V'kein hatameim, kol hatameim lo yoichel b'truma. Even though the kohen is tamei, he may not eat truma. But even though they themselves may not eat truma, but as we've been learning quite often in the last couple of shiurim, that the family members, the avodim, eat truma, the loch is nesheim v'avdeim, the wives and servants of kohanim, horeilim, yoichel b'truma, they are allowed to eat truma. So as I just said, who is this kain that's an oral? Rashi, as we said, speaks about a case that he's a meso achav machas milah. The reason he didn't have a bris is because his children, his brothers, died during a bris. Still, he's considered an oral. Rabbeinu Tam says when we speak about an oral, it's not referring to somebody who is an oinus, who didn't have a bris milah because of a dangerous medical situation. He says the oral that we speak about here is an oral who deliberately did not have a bris milah. Says Seder Rishonim that Rashi does not agree with Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that we're speaking about an individual who deliberately did not have a bris milah, because say the Rishonim that the fact that the Gemara calls him somebody who's libel l'shamayim, so how can we call him? How can we say that he deliberately did not have bris milah? So says Rabbeinu Tam, he says that the Mishnah, according to his explanation, is referring to somebody who didn't have a bris milah because he's scared that he's going to die from the procedure, or he just is scared of pain. Such an individual is called an oral, says Rabbeinu Tam. He may not eat truma, but he's still considered an individual that's libel l'shamayim, because his refusal to have a bris milah is based on fear, and that's why he's considered libel l'shamayim. The Bricks of Rom makes a distinction between somebody who doesn't have a bris milah because of danger and somebody who doesn't have a bris milah because of an oinus. Rabbeinu Tam explains the Bricks of Rom only considers permitting an oral kayin to truma if he can't have the mila due to danger, because a kayin who can't have a bris mila because of a dangerous situation is not only not required to have a bris mila, he's forbidden to have a bris mila. As we know, the Torah says v'chai behem, and if pikuach nefesh is doicha kala Torah kula. So somebody who the Torah says should remain without a bris mila, says Rabbeinu Tam, cannot be considered an oral. However, a kohen, says the Bricks of Rum, in explaining the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who can't have a bris mila because he's in prison or because of a different oinus, in such a case, it wasn't that the Torah demanded that he not have a bris mila. He's in a situation that he can't have a bris mila, but we can't call him a full-fledged oinus. And because we can't call him a full-fledged oinus, says Rabbeinu Tam, says the Brikas of Rom, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that he, Rabbeinu Tam would agree that he may not have a bris mila. The Michas Chinuch discusses the following case. He says, what's going to be the halacha if somebody deliberately did not have a bris mila, and then he was prepared to have a bris mila, but by the time he was prepared to have the bris mila, now a sakana, a dangerous situation developed that prevents him from having bris mila. What will Rabbeinu Tam say? Right now, Rabbeinu Tam said, as we just finished explaining, that somebody who doesn't have a bris mila because it's dangerous is considered an onus. But what's going to be in this case where first he wasn't an onus and now he did become an onus? Says Michas Chinuch, even Rabbeinu Tam will not agree that that person is considered an onus. If you had the opportunity to do the mitzvah and you didn't take advantage of that opportunity, you can't later on say he's an onus. The Asfund Daraisa explains that what is the basis of the Machloikus of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. He explains that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are arguing, we know that B'chol HaTorah Kula is the Zahalocha of Oynus Rachmana Patrei, that somebody who's in a situation of Oynus, the Torah exempts him from doing the mitzvah. But the question, as Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Asfund Daraisa explains, is how do we look at that exemption? Do we look at that exemption as a ptur, or do we look at that exemption as a dichui? What I mean is like this. Do we say that to such an individual, the Torah never gave the obligation to have a bris mila? That's one way of looking at it. Or do we say it's dochui, he's exempt, but he's not really completely potter? Rabbeinu Tam will hold that an oinus is potter. And since Rabbeinu Tam holds that an oinus is potter, that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that this individual who can't have a bris mila because of his situation is potter. He's an onus. Whereas Rashi's going to hold he's only dochui. And this is a question that is relevant to Kol HaTorah Kula. How do we look at such situations? Another way of explaining this Gemara that I saw the Achroinim actually suggest, and that is, Rabbi Chanan explains this, what it goes back to what we discussed earlier from the Brikas Avram. The halacha we said is that the Torah says that an individual who is in a situation of sakana should not do anything that could put him into danger. So the question is, how do we look at that? Do we say that the Torah is telling him not to have a bris mila? If the Torah is telling him explicitly not to have a bris mila, if that's what the Torah is telling him, so then we can't call him a oral. He is not an individual who the Torah requires should have a bris mila. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns. Rashi, says Rabbi Chanan, doesn't explain it that way. Rashi explains that such an individual is an onus, and right now he can't have a bris mila. But it's not to be understood that the Torah told him don't have a bris mila. Continues the Mishnah Petzudaka Krishivcha. These are different individuals whose reproductive organ is unable, is crushed, and therefore the halacha says, La'yava, the Torah says, La'yava p'tzudaka k'rushivcha b'kal Hashem. Says the Gemara, what about them? A kohen being able to eat truma. Says the Mishnah, Hein v'avdeim yachlu, they and the servants may eat truma, nesheim, but the wife of a p'tzudaka la'yachlu. Going back to concept that we often discussed, because these are people that the woman should not have married. And if this is a man that this woman should not have married, the halacha is that their child, that their wife doesn't eat truma. However, if a man married a woman when he was not a p'tzudaka, and after he became a p'tzudaka lo yada, he never had relations with him, so mishash nas p'tzudaka k'rushivcha, from when he became p'tzudaka and k'rushivcha, they never had relations, then the halacha is, harei l'yachlu, she may eat truma, because she hasn't done anything wrong. And Rashi explains what is the issue of becoming, of having relations with p'tzudaka. So Rashi says that she falls into the category that we often speak about, that she is a halala. Other Rishonim say that she's not in the category of a halala, she's in the category of a zayna. Says the Mishnah, Veza p'tzudaka, exactly who is a p'tzudaka, kol sheniftzu habeim shaloi, if his beim got crushed, v'filo achsmam, even just one of them. Krush shivcha, kol shenichras agad, if the organ got detached, v'im nishtayim and the Torah, but part of the top of the git is remaining, afil kechot asara, even just a very small amount, he's still kosher to be part of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara Tanya, Amar Belozim Anayin La'Oral, how do we know that a Kohen who is an Oral, Shein Oichel B'Truma, that the halacha is that he may not eat Truma? Says the Gemara Tanya, Matosh V'Sachel La'Yoichel Ba, B'Pesach, the Torah says regarding the Karmen Pesach, Pesach V'Sachel La'Yoichel Ba, Nemar, and the Torah says by Kodesh, Toshiv V'Sachel, Toshiv Kohen V'Sachel La'Yoichel Kodesh, says the Gemara B'Truma, and this pasuk is talking about Truma. So we say, Ma Toshiv V'Sachel Omer B'Pesach, just like when we speak about the Toshiv V'Sachel B'Karm Pesach, Oral Osoba, the halacha is that somebody who's an oral may not eat from the Karm Pesach, and the Torah explicitly says, V'Kol Oral La'Yoichel Boy, Af Toshiv V'Sachel Omer B'Truma, the halacha is Oral Osoba. And that's how, and the Gemara is going to explain this Gzeirah Shavah quite extensively, but what we're learning here is that anybody who's in this category may not eat from the Karm Pesach of his Oral and from Truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the way we know this is we don't have to rely on Gzeirah Shavah, and we can learn it this way. The Torah says regarding eating Truma, Harei Omer, Ish Mizar Aaron, Vutsuru Azob Kotchum Layoichl Ad Shiatar. To teach us, the Rabbis Oral, that this pasuk is coming to teach us that Oral, and the way Rashi explains it, that Rabbi Kiva considers the Oral as a person who's Tomei. And just like a person who's Tomei, the pasuk says, may not eat Truma, so too may the Oral not eat Truma. That, so here, as Tosfos explains, that Rabbi Kiva is equating an oral to Tomei. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that according to Rabbi Kiva, an oral and a Tomei are considered the same, so we just quoted as Tosfos that the Pasuk says regarding the Karm Pesach, V'chol oral lo yoichel ba. Ask Tosfos, why do we have to have a special pasuk by the Karban Pesach? The v'chal oral lo yoichel ba. Of course, v'chal oral lo yoichel ba. He's tamei, and somebody who's tamei may not eat from the Karban Pesach. Says Tosfos that if the Torah would not have said that oral may not eat from the Karban Pesach, we would have never actually known what Rabbi Kiva holds, that an oral and a tamei are the same. Only because the Torah by Karban Pesach equates the oral to Tomei, are we able to teach this L'chol HaTorah Kula that the halacha is oral Layachaba? Another pshat that the Ritva suggests is that if the entire basis why an oral may not eat from the Karm Pesach is because he's Tomei, says the Ritva, we know the halacha is the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that if most of the Tzibur are Tomei,
then we're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach b'tumah. Sugyas and Masechta Pesachim. Says Ritva, if the entire basis for why an oral may not eat the Korban Pesach is because he's similar to a Tameh, so if most of Klal Yisrael are a Reilim, then the halacha ought to be that they should be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Just like if most of Klal Yisrael are Tameim, so is the halacha. In order to avoid that mistake, that's why we needed a Pasuk. Amamar. Reb Elazar, Omer, the Gemara goes back to the Gzeir Shava that we learned Tosh V'Sachar. Omer Mar, Reb Elazar, Omer, Nema Tosh V'Sachar V'Pesach, Nema Tosh V'Sachar V'Truma, Ma Tosh V'Sachar Omer V'Pesach, that Loch is Oral Osoboy, Af Tosh V'Sachar Omer V'Truma, it must be that Oral Osoboy. So the Gemara establishes that this must be Gzeir Shava, that both words are superfluous. Because as the Gemara often when it discusses a Gzeirah Shavah says there are three types of Gzeirah Shavahs. There's a Gzeirah Shavah where both words that are used for Gzeirah Shavah are extra. Such a Gzeirah Shavah, even if there's a question on the Gzeirah Shavah, the halacha is that the Gzeirah Shavah remains a Gzeirah Shavah. A Gzeirah Shavah where neither word is available, the halacha is that Gzeirah Shavah is refuted if there's a question on it. And a Gzeirah Shavah that's open from one side, there's a machlokes, only one of the words is extra. There's a machlokes if it's refuted based on a question. Says the Gemara, this must be a Gzeirah Shavah that the words are superfluous. Dilav Mufna, if it weren't that way, Ikla Mifrach, we could ask a question of this Gzeirah Shavah. Mela Pesach, Karim Pesach has chumris. One chumr is pigul. Karim Pesach is carbon, and any carbon, if somebody has an inappropriate machshavas pigul, it disqualifies the carbon. The halacha is that if somebody ate the Korban Pesach past its proper time, or somebody ate the Korban Pesach when he's tamei, in all of these cases, that there is a chiyuv chatas if he did so b'shoigig, and a chiyuv karis if he did so b'mezid. Whereas there is no such halacha b'truma, says the Gemara, la'ai. The words are mufna, afnuyim mufna, and even if we'll have a question, the gzeirah shavah, and that's why since Pesach is more serious than truma, that would be a reason not to be able to learn Pesach from truma from Pesach. But says the Gemara, the word is extra. Says the Gemara, you just said it's extra. Where when the Torah says Toshiv Asachar, ask the Gemara, is a mufna, is it extra? Either truma. If you're going to say the word Tosh V'Sachar that's said by Truma, Mitzvah Tzrichi, we need those words for a different limud. The Tanya, the Torah says, regarding the halacha that Tosh V'Sachar don't eat Truma, Toshiv refers to an Eved Ivri that's Kani Kani Olam. We know that the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim teaches us that the term of an Eved Ivri is for 6 years. But if the Eved, after those 6 years, says, I have to as a Dani, as Ishti, Loyetzi Chavshi, I'm happy where I am. I don't want to go free. The halacha is vavada loylam. He remains there for yovel. Sachar is the eved that's kinyan kan shani. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. For yom tashiv, let the Torah say that even if you have an eved ivri who's there for this long term till yovel, that he doesn't eat truma, and va yom sachar, vani oimer, and we'll obviously be able to say, if someone is koni kinyan oylem, if somebody is an eved ivri till yovel, that locha is ein oichel, he's not entitled to eat truma. Kinyan shanim, certainly somebody who's only going to be an eved for 6 years, loy kolshkein, that he should not be able to eat truma. Answers the Gemara. So why does the Torah have to say both toshiv v'sachar? Answers the Gemara, ilokein, if that would be the case, if the Torah only said one of these two words, we would say, Havayim Toshiv is an individual who's Kani Kinyan Shanim. Aval Kani Kinyan Olam. If you have an individual who's an Eved Tol Yovel, maybe he should be Elati Truma. Bas Sachar V'Loyim Al Toshiv. By the Torah using both words, the Torah is teaching us that not only the Eved Ivri, who's going to be an Eved Ivri only for 6 years, may not eat Truma, but even the Eved Ivri, Shitzkoni Kinyan Oilam, the Aloch is, Ein Oichel is not allowed to eat Truma. So the Gemara says that the Tashiv Asachar that it's said by Truma is not available for Gzeirah Shavah. It's here to teach us what we just learned, that these two types of Eved Ivri may not eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Ella, the Pesach Mufni. The Toshi Vesach that the Torah uses these words by Pesach are extra. Says the Gemara, Hai Toshi Vesach, La Yochab, the Kosar Rachman of Pesach, my Nihu. Because the Gemara begins to explain, who exactly is the Toshi Vesach that the Torah is talking about? E name the Toshi Vesach Mamish, that we're talking about this Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, why would such an individual who's a Jew, but he's an Eved Ivri? Why Mishum the Havle Toshi Vesachar? Because he's unfortunately a Toshi Vesachar if the Mepesach. Why should he be exempt from eating the Karan Pesach? The Kaimelon Legabe Truma, just like we learned, that because somebody is an Eved Ivri of a Kohen, he still doesn't need Truma. Alma, what is the Torah teaching us by teaching us that's Halacha? That the halacha is the Lekonalei Rabbi. That even though somebody unfortunately is an Eved Ivri, he doesn't become the property of his owner. Hachanami, so the same thing we'll say regarding the Karan Pesach. Lekonalei Rabbi, just because unfortunately he is an Eved Ivri, doesn't mean that he's the property of his owner. He's not an Eved Kanani. So why would the Torah have to teach us that a Toshi V'socher should be allowed to eat the Karan Pesach? Must be Lefnuyeh. But now we go back to what we discussed earlier. So the Toshi V'socher, that the Torah used those words by Pesach, are indeed extra. But this is only extra on the side of Karan Pesach. The words Toshi V'socher that the Torah used by Truma are not extra, as we explained. And this would be a situation, as we described earlier, of Mufti Mitzad Echadhu, where the word is only extra on one side of the equation. And ask the Gemara, V'shemina leil Rabbi Elazar d'amar, mufna mitzad echad, if we have a gzeir shava, that only one of the words are extra, l'meidim, it could still be a legitimate gzeir shava, but m'shivin, if we have a question, it refutes the gzeir shava. Answers the Gemara, kivin del gufil tzarech, as we just finished explaining, as the Gemara just finished explaining, the word toshi v'sachar, that the Torah uses by a Karban Pesach are extra. So now we have two extra words. One is the word Toshiv, and one is the extra word Tzachar. So now we have two extra words, and what we're going to do is take one of those extra words, Shadichad Alamed, Shadichad Malamed. One will apply to Truma, and one will apply to Pesach, and therefore now we'll have a full-fledged Gzereshava, Vavalei Muftim, Shneit Stadim. It's going to be Gzereshava that the words are available from both sides, that even with a question, the Gzereshava stands. Ask the Gemara, Ima Pesach, if we speak about Karan Pesach, the halacha is, Oinen, somebody who's an Ovel, that the day that his close relative passed away, or till the Kfura, he's an Oinen, and the halacha is that he may not eat the Karan Pesach. Af Truma, Oinen Asamba. The halacha is that Oinen should not be allowed to eat Truma. Amar Rav Yosef Chanina, Amar Kra, the Torah says, Kol Zol Lo Yoichel Kodesh. Even though logically maybe we ought to say, since the Torah connects Pesach to Truma, and just like an Oinen may not eat Pesach, the halacha ought to be that he shouldn't be allowed to eat Truma either. But the Torah says, V'chol Zol Lo Yoichel Kodesh, we learn from here, Zor Samarati Lecha. Only an individual who is a Zor may not eat the Karan Pesach, Vloimarti, but that halacha doesn't apply to Nenis. In other words, the Torah is teaching us a special limud that says that the Kayin, who's an Einin, may eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, Ema Vloya Relis, but maybe we should say that a Kayin who's an Oral may also eat Truma. For that, says the Gemara, Kasiv Toshi V'Sachar. So in other words, what we're learning here is that the Gzeirah Shava Toshi V'Sachar is teaching us that a person who is Tamei, that a person who's an Oral may not eat Karban Pesach, may not eat Truma. And the words Zaru Samarati Lach is coming to teach us that a person who is a Oinen may not eat Karban Pesach, but he may eat Truma. So ask the Gemara the question, Amar Isa, why are we saying that a oral may not eat truma, and a oinen may eat truma? Why don't we say the opposite? That a oinen may not eat truma, but an oral may eat truma.
Or Mari Isa, why are you taking this approach? Says the Gemara, Mastabra Milsa, Havalei L'Rabuyi. It makes more sense that a Reilis is the thing that an Oral that may not eat Truma. Why? Shekain, Oral has the following deficiencies. Mechusa Maisa. To make him able to eat the Truma, he has to do something. He has to have a Bris Mila. And it's something in Maisa Begufa. It's something that speaks to the actual body of the Oral. Varnish Karas. Somebody who doesn't make a Bris Mila is Chayiv Karas. The Bris Mila was already given to us before the Aseres HaDibros. It goes back to the time of Avram Avinu. Mila Zacharis Vavadov, and as we're going to learn that the Orla has the halacha that if somebody didn't do a Bris Mila on his children, on his Avadim, the halacha is he may not eat the Karm Pesach, a special Chumrah. But ask the Gemara. So that's why it made more sense to say it's the Oral who may not eat. It's the Oral who may not eat Truma. Ask the Gemara. You can make a counter argument. Adrabba, Aninas Havala Rabuyi. We should say it's the Oinen who may not eat from the Truma. Shekhen Yeshna B'Kol Shah. Aninas can happen over and over. Every time, Rahman Slan, he loses one of these relatives, he becomes an Oinen. Furthermore, Aninas is Noyagas Bein B'Noshim Bein B'Noshim. Both men and women can become Oinenin. Vein B'Yadul Sakanas Moy. If somebody has a Bris Mila, if somebody doesn't have a Bris Mila, the halacha is that we could fix it. I asked the Achroinim. We're discussing in our Gemara Mesu Achav Masas Mila, and that halacha is that we can't do a Bris on that person. So they explain, since most Arelim, most people are not Baruch Hashem in the category of Mesu Achav Masas Mila, we can't just say that everybody is considered an Oral. So why are we quicker to say that the Oral may not eat Truma, maybe it should be the Oinen? And says the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin. There are more reasons to say that an Oral should be disqualified than saying an Oinen should be disqualified. Rav Amma says, Rava, we didn't have to use that reason. But loy Hanach Nefishin, without that reasoning, Nami loy Matzit Amrit, it doesn't make sense to say that it's the Oral who's excluded. Shavkina Arelis Diksib Begufi de Pesach. The Pasuk says Arelis explicitly by Pesach, as we quote it often, V'chol Oro Lo Yoichel Bay. And then, as we learned, the Gzer Shava Toish V'Sachar connects Pesach to Truma. V'Alpinen Aninus V'Pesach. Then we'll learn, and you want to learn Aninus from Pesach, the Pesach Gufi, the halacha that a person who's an Oyin Rechman Tzlon can't eat a carbon Pesach, the halacha is only Mimaisa Gaminin. We only learn it from the halacha Maisa Sheini. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is the connection, the halacha, the Torah connected, as we're learning in our shir, Toshiv Asachar by Truma to Toshiv Asachar by Pesach. That's a direct connection. Whereas the halacha of Aninus is not something that's stated explicitly by Pesach. It's something that's only learned by Pesach from somewhere else. So the Gemara suggests that that's too far of a stretch, says the Gemara. So if we're learning Truma from Pesach, why don't we say, Ima Pesach Mila Zachar V'Avodim Akevis, the halacha is that if somebody did not make a Bris Mila for his children, for his Avodim, he may not eat from the Karm Pesach. So maybe we should say, Af B'Truma Mila Zachar V'Avodim Akevis. Amakra answered the Gemara, Ma'ata Oysum Az Yechabai. The Torah says, Boy, to teach us, Mila Zachar V'Avodim Akevis, Boy, by Karm Pesach, the halacha is, they may not eat the Karm Pesach, but that halacha, a meal of Zachar V'Avodim Ma'akevis B'Truma, that halacha doesn't apply by Truma. Says Reb Chaim Briska, how do we understand this halacha? He says, we aren't to understand this halacha that since the owner, the father, has an obligation to do a Bris Mila on his Avodim and his children, and if he didn't, that's why he's not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. Rather, Reb Chaim explains that since there's an individual who in his family who is an Oral, that prevents him from being able to eat the Karm Pesach. And that's why, explains the Zari Yitzchak, that an Oral is an inherent deficiency by Karm Pesach.
It's not the same by truma. That the halacha is that it should be allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara, Tosh v'socher, to connect Pesach to truma. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that Mil Zachar v'Avodav is not an issue by truma, but being an oral is an issue? Maybe we should say the other way, that the oral is not disqualified from the current pay, from truma, and the Torah is teaching us that Mil Zachar v'Avodav is going to be an issue by truma. Says the Gemara, if we're going to speak about oral, says the Gemara, Mstaba Relis the Gufa Havel Rebuye, a person being an oral himself is much greater of a deficiency than having members of your family. Shekain Maisav Gufa, and because it applies to you yourself, and if you don't have a bris, you're on a shkaris. Says the Gemara, we can make a counter argument. Maybe you should treat making a bris for your children, for your avodim, more seriously. That's something that you can have all the time. A person can only have one bris mila for himself. Whereas when we speak about avodov, ubonov, they can have many. And it says Gemara, Hanach Nefishim. There are more reasons to make your own arelus more serious than the averus of your than the arelus of avod v'bonav. V'bayi seima b'loy hanach nefishim. Without that explanation, namiloy matzud miyka midi. Because the Gemara says it's impossible to say that arelus the gufaloy makvebei. If you didn't have a bris mila, it wouldn't be a problem. But if your arelus tachrina, but if your bonim and avodim didn't have arelus, it would be a problem. It doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, hashtag the amit boil a drasha. Now we're learning that the Torah says, "Umata oisai oz yoichaboy." That we learned that this is that the mil zchar v'avodov is only an issue by Pesach, not by truma. The Torah says, "Kaben noichal yoichaboy." That the Torah is teaching us that a person who isn't doing what he's supposed to do is not allowed to eat. Who's a mumer, a pikiris, is not allowed to eat from the current Pesach. Lomeli boy. What do we learn from the word boy? To teach us. By Hamaris Das Peselis, by Karmen Pesach, the Hamaris Das disqualifies the individual. Vain Hamaris Das Peselis by Meiser. But by Meiser, the halach is that it won't be possible. There's an interesting question in the Achroinim. Is Hamaris Das of Tinik Shenishba? You have a person who's not believing God, not because he deliberately did that. He's a tinnik shenishba. Is he considered a ben necher? The Michas Chinuch says a tinnik shenishba is not considered a mumer. There are other who disagree that say he is considered a ben necher. Says the Gemara, v'chal aru la yochaba. The Torah says the word l'chal yochaba by Kavim Pesach. Boy, what do we learn from the word boy? Boy ena oichel avol oichel b'matzah mara. He's not allowed to eat from the Kavim Pesach. He's allowed to eat from the matzah mara. Says the Gemara, v'itzra l'michtav. The Torah had to teach us that oral is not allowed to eat Karm Pesach, Vitzrach L'michtav Kol Ben Necher. The Torah had to tell us that Ben Necher is not allowed to eat from the Karm Pesach. Dikas Rechman Oral Mishun de Mos. Somebody who's an oral is considered Mos. Ava Mech de Noi Mos Emeloi. Dikas Rechman Kol Ben Necher Mishun de Ein Libel Shemayim. He's an Apikiris. Ava Oral, who could very much be an individual, the Libel Shemayim Emeloi, Tzricha. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Mimenu. What do we learn from the Torah? Says the word Al Torchel Mimenu by Karm Pesach. No Uboshim Avushim Mimayim. Then the Torah says Vloisir Mimena Biker. Says the Mar Lomeli the Chav Rava Am Rabbi Yitzchak. To what Rava Am Rabbi Yitzchak is going to teach us in Mitzvah Shem. Here we're seeing that this is a halacha that a Karm Pesach he's not allowed to eat, but he is allowed to eat by Matzu Mor. The halacha, however, the Achroinim speak about that. The chiyuv of matzah is an independent chiyuv, and that chiyuv applies to an oral. But maror is only eaten with the raisa with the Karm Pesach. And since the maror is only eaten with the Karm Pesach, why would he eat maror? So that's why the Meiri says that maror should be taken out. Because Maror, says the Meiri, travels together with Pesach. And if we're learning that this person is exempt from the Oyer or from the Pesach, he's also exempt from Maror. Other Rishonim suggest that even though there is no Chiv Doraisa to eat Maror without Karm Pesach, there's a Chiv Derabbanan. And the Gemara is teaching us that a person who is a Mumer should fulfill the mitzvah Derabbanan of eating Maror.